Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
We're all looking for ways to save, especially on medical bills. But where do you start? Unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings can seem impossible. HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance and flags errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Saving starts with knowing where to look. Visit HealthLock.com today before you see another healthcare provider.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
What's up, Ears Edition listener? It's Josh Johnson, writer for The Daily Show. You're about to hear an episode of one of our original Daily Show podcasts, Hold Up, hosted by me and Daily Show correspondent Dulce Sloan. It's where we take our office banter into a weekly war of words about topics big and small. In this episode, we debate nachos versus chili cheese fries. Which one has more variety and which one of us considers themselves a nacho connoisseur? Tune in to find out. And if you like the show, check out the Hold Up podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
When I'm talking about my nachos, I'm talking about that good white queso, okay? Why are you laughing? Why are you laughing?
The good white queso.
That good Caucasian.
You said that like Fox News. Hey everybody, welcome to Hold Up. This is the show that's a lot about a little, big opinions over small things, a lot of stress over things that people don't really care about. I am one of your co-hosts. My name is Josh Johnson. I'm a writer for The Daily Show, and I am joined by...
Dulce Sloan! Brat, 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 brat!
Today's episode is gonna be one that I didn't even know that we disagreed on so heavily.
It was wild because we were trying to talk about something completely different. Mm-hmm. And yet, mm-hmm. we found out that once again, Josh mm-hmm. Johnson, Joshua Solomon Johnson.
You can't just keep making up middle names like this.
Why not?
Because it just doesn't, it's not even who I am.
What you mean?
You could be talking about a different person. Mm-hmm. Today's episode is going to be nachos versus... chili cheese fries.
Get into it. Look at him. Look at him. Ah! I just had a very stressful... My last hour of life has been very stressful.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That was just me. Thank you so much.
So, tell me how you feel about nachos. Tell me why you chose nachos today.
I chose nachos because, one, mm-hmm. they motherfucking delicious.
Okay. All right.
This is the thing I love about nachos. I like variety, okay? I like variety. I like that you can put,
You're going to say it twice and then act like it's two different things. Okay, all right, cool.
Hey, man, I'm living my life. I'm trying to be a Christian. And so I love the fact that you can have all kinds of nachos because, mm-hmm. you know, your movie theater nachos, they're the saltiest nachos you'll ever eat in your life because it's those yellow stadium chips mm-hmm. that are so salty you can feel the grains of salt.
Yeah, yeah. You can get them between your teeth.
Get them between your teeth, truly. Mm-hmm. You can just rub them and season mm-hmm. other things. There's that cheese sauce, which...
Ooh, yeah. The movie one is nasty.
It's wild.
The movie one is unacceptable.
And you know what's crazy? My mom went and we got some movie there and it was like, it's Arizona nachos. And I was like, wait. And I was in the Dollar Tree with her and I was like, why is Arizona Tea making nacho kits? I fucks with an Arizona, okay?
Yeah, sure.
Heavy. A green tea Arizonis? Come on.
Okay.
And then you got your little pickle jalapenos or whatever. Mm. Or Or my favorite thing to do is when I go back to Atlanta, there's this place called Willie's that I go to with my mama and my brother. And it has a whole, like, because see, Chipotle, that's why with Chipotle, because, like, the secret is with a Chipotle, somebody I just saw on TikTok, somebody just found out that they could make nachos at Chipotle. It was like, yeah, he just asked them to replace the rice with chips, and all of a sudden he's got fucking nachos. Genius, right? So, but I love nachos because of the variety, you know?
Okay.
First of all, if the queso, the cheese, also, I think it's funny that we call the cheese sauce queso when it's just cheese. It's just cheese. Just Spanish for cheese, right?
Yeah. I want to hear the rest of your thing. I'm not going to mention the cheese yet. I want to hear your thing because I was about to interrupt. I'm trying to stop myself.
No, interrupt. Go.
The cheese, I'm going to try to be as objective as possible in this argument because sometimes the cheese from the movie theater nachos is also the same type of cheese that ends up on chili cheese fries. So yes. I can't fully come down on you for the cheese on those nachos because I know that it happens to me too. So I'm trying to show grace and trying to assume that you're talking about the best type of nachos and I'm talking about the best type of chili cheese fries.
Yes, we ain't talking about no bottom basement. We ain't talking about tachos.
Yeah, the nacho cheese that is at a baseball game is actually so American because of the problems it gives you, all right?
Yes.
We're talking constipation. We're talking cardiovascular issues, all right? You can feel them when you're eating. You can feel yourself slowing down.
You can feel your blood slow down. Nachos.
Yeah.
You can feel your blood slow down. And that is the wildest part. When I'm talking about my nachos, I'm talking about that good white queso. Okay? Why are you laughing? Why are you laughing?
The good white queso.
That good Caucasian.
You said that like Fox News.
That good Christian white
queso. All
yes.
Right? Protestant queso.
That good white Protestant old money. That's the queso.
European
remember, that's the queso.
Queso.
That, yes, that's the queso I was telling you about where you have to have it with a margarita.
Oh, yeah, you did.
That's what I was telling you about. Because you need a margarita to bust up all that cheese.
Yeah.
But you need the cheese to counteract the acidity of the margarita.
Yeah.
See what I'm
or you could.
Don't do that.
Leave your mouth alone.
Fuck
like,
out
like
of here,
I'm just saying. It's like if you need this much counteracting.
It's Wednesday night. What else am I supposed to be doing?
What are you like? You're acting like Wednesday means
it's Wednesday night. Of course, I'm out with my girlfriends getting queso and margaritas after we just came from this fucking Mary Kay purse legging Tupperware bullshit thing. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Listen. All of us got an SUV. Okay. Why? Who knows?
Okay.
So nachos.
So nachos. Keep going.
The toppings, combinations are endless. Okay? You could do the meats. You could do no meats. You can see what I saw a guy do that made my vagina slam shut. And he just got nachos with he just wanted cheese and grilled chicken.
This is the type of thing that I've started to judge people on. And I've even talked about this on stage where it's like, we have to quit waiting until the serial killers kill to call them serial killers.
Yes.
All right. There are some things that people are going to do that it's so off and upsetting that you're like, no. Watch him. Okay.
Right. Because the fact that you are not in the second grade. It's like when I meet adults who only eat cheese pizza.
Yeah.
Cheese pizza is kid food.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck how many comments you put underneath this YouTube video. Guess what? I'm not going to read them. It's not my job. Also, grow the fuck up. Put something else on a pizza. I'm sorry. This is wild. It's like, insane.
There was a guy, I went to IHOP with Logan one time. We were just on the road doing a show.
Yeah.
And a guy, a table away from us, ordered his bacon.
What?
Extra moist. He said extra moist.
What is that?
I think he just wanted them to run it under the faucet, I guess. I have no idea what that means. But
you told
was,
me that. I've heard this
it, yeah, it was so upsetting that we were like, all right, so police? Like, as much as we call the cops on people mind their own business, that's something that I wish I would have called 911 about. Like, that was...
Is he saying that he didn't want them... Is he saying that he didn't want them to get the oil off of it?
I think that he wants... bacon cooked as little as possible, because he said extra.
This nigga just is my
extra moist is what he said, which means to have that order already means you've done that before.
Wait, hold on, I'm trying to protect myself from this conversation because now I'm scared.
Yeah,
I'm worried about everybody involved.
And I know it's not the same as the cheese and the chicken.
It is.
It is?
It is.
Okay. All right.
It's not a serial killery.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a level of juvenilosity.
Here's the thing.
Okay.
If you're gonna cloak yourself to protect yourself, yes, you gotta only use real words. All right.
Sustained. So oh my God, this reminds me, this guy I used to work with. I can't remember which job it was. Mm-hmm. This nigga's talking about some woman he saw that he liked. And I was like, what? He's like, yeah, you know, I really liked her feminosity. And I was like, I can't.
Yep.
No.
Yep.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Blessings to him.
All no. Right. I said, femininity? He said, what's that?
He was like, no, she had a lot of it.
Yeah, she's like, yeah, you know, she got that femininity. And I was like, I gotta go. I said, can I call out of work? I'm already here, but I gotta go home.
No, I'm with you. It is maddening, but I guarantee you he will pull.
Oh, I think he already had a kid.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, man, everybody know dumb dudes got great dick.
I don't know why they have to be dumb. Like, some people just have the penis.
No, what I'm saying is, but they're not, like, dumb dudes.
Uh-huh.
Broke dudes.
Uh-huh.
Country ass dudes.
Okay.
So yeah, if you a city motherfucker with some money, you better step your game up. You read books?
Are you ready to take charge of your health journey? Look no further than Trinity School of Natural Health. With their flexible online programs, you can receive the comprehensive education you need to care for your loved ones or step into the thriving field of natural health. Why choose Trinity? Because their programs offer more than just coursework. You'll interact with experienced instructors, connect with like-minded peers, and even participate in optional live events to hone your skills. If you've ever thought about becoming a certified natural health professional, the CNHP program at Trinity School of Natural Health is the perfect certification course. You'll equip yourself with the knowledge and skills to make a real difference in the lives of others. Turn your passion for natural health into a rewarding career. Visit trinityschool.org today to learn more about the Certified Natural Health Professional Certification Program. Go to trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org. Trinity School of Natural Health. Transform your life. Transform the world.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
I was sitting there with one of my friends at the cellar the other day. We saw this. There was this guy who was talking to, you know, some other comics or whatever. We didn't know who he was. Mm-hmm. And this is a male. This is okay. a man. This is All a black right. man. Saw this other man from across the room and was like, yo, that dude looks dumb. Because when a man walked by originally, I was like, oh, who the fuck is... Because he made my ovaries move. So I said, who the fuck is this big motherfucker? Right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Nice, big, strapping man. Yeah. He's like, yo, that dude looks dumb. And I was like, ah, don't do that. You sound like a hater. And I looked okay. over and I was like, yo, this nigga does look dumb. And yeah. so I was like, no. So I went over and talked to, you know, other people. And then I got to talking to him for a second. I was like, damn, that nigga was right. This dude is dumb. And which means
yeah.
his dick is going to be amazing. And he's so dumb. He's one of those people where I, every time he had a thought, I saw it. Like, you know the cartoon where you just see the little, just the wheel turning? Like, you just see, like, the yeah. animated little.
Yeah.
I saw it when it turned. I saw it when it stopped. That. He had an idea, a little light, and then, okay, we're back on. Every time he had an idea, I saw it. Every time. And I bet you what that man loved was chili cheese fries.
How dare you? How?
How very dare me?
I was truly trying to extend an olive branch, and you burned it. You burned it in my face.
Nah,
you
baby, I pulled the olives. I pulled the olives off the branch and put them on my nachos. That's look, what I did. I took the olives, put them on my nachos. Because I will tell you this: nachos with queso are so much better than nachos with melted shredded cheese because. Okay. Once that shredded cheese ain't hot no more.
Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah.
It has just spackled my nachos to this plate.
Sure.
It's concrete. We could pave roads with fucking melted cheese. Like, it's... Mm-hmm. You're... And I'm coming... It's pieces, right?
Yeah.
So, I also love the fact that you could put veggies on it, no veggies on it. You could mm-hmm. put all kinds of meats. Mm-hmm. You ever had seafood nachos?
I have had seafood nachos.
Fucking amazing, right?
Yeah, if you get the right shrimp, it's like Fish. Really, really good. I guess my thing is, for chili cheese fries, what I'm making sure that you and the other listeners don't miss is that just because chili and cheese are in the name, it doesn't mean that's where you have to stop. I'm not saying that there are as many toppings for chili cheese fries as there are nachos, because I don't think that there are.
There
aren't. I'm just saying that people... hear chili cheese fries, and they could incorrectly or correctly assume that only chili and cheese will be on those fries. But I believe if you get the right fry, all right, if you get the right temperature, and if you fry it to perfection, it is incredibly difficult for a nacho to beat a fry, okay? Because when you get chili and you get cheese and you get the right meat, whether it is beef or it is turkey or it is ground chicken, if that is your preference,
love
no matter
chicken.
What you do, no matter what you do, and no matter how you brown it, when you throw it in the chili, because don't forget, what the chili cheese lacks in toppings, it makes up for in the seasoning.
But
all right?
What kind of chili are we talking about? Because this is the thing.
Okay.
We have to talk about when it comes to the chili cheese fry.
Okay.
I can tell you. Let me ask you.
Okay.
Is the fry important? Or can you use any kind of fry?
Now, this oof.
Mm-hmm.
There's when you want to talk about schools and you want to talk about thought, there are schools of thought.
I did not see that fucking comment at all. You want to talk about schools? Like, what? You want to talk about thoughts? What are we talking about? Schools of thoughts. Or, wow, that would be a good name for an album if you think about it.
Schools of thoughts, yeah.
Yeah.
A waffle fry will actually get you
a waffle fry chili cheese fries?
Yeah.
Waffle fry chili cheese fries?
Yeah.
We don't do it enough.
Not only do we not do it enough, we don't appreciate how much you catch. Because I will say this, when it comes to a chili cheese fry versus a nacho, the only way that the chili cheese fry can compete with the nacho in terms of how much you grab and get when you pull is if it's a waffle fry.
Right, because you can put chili, we've all put chili and made nachos. We've all put chili on on tortilla chips and been like, Nachos Beach, right? Mm-hmm. You've all seen the walking nachos. Have you seen? Yo, I'm going to tell you the wildest. I've been in love with eating nachos my whole life, right? Mm-hmm. I'm in love with the nacho. One thing I could never get behind, and it might sound crazy, is when people would use Doritos as the chips in the nachos. Only because, like, you remember when the nacho cheese Doritos, the seasoning used to be heavy. Mm-hmm. Like, not now where it's just a whisper, just an afterthought, just a shadow of flavor. But when them chips used to be orange, right? When them chips was orange, okay? When you was getting the orange on your fingers like you had just eaten a whole bag of Cheetos, right? Using a Dorito as a tortilla chips.
Okay.
In nachos.
Okay.
Totally destroys the whole fucking flavor of your nachos.
It also lets me know that you are an agent of chaos.
See? Because, I was going to say something else, but that's a better way to put that. Yes.
Yeah, because there've been two people in my life who I saw do it, and one of them is in jail, and the other one might need to be in jail.
See? Mm-hmm. This is your moist bacon.
Yeah, yeah.
That's your moist bacon. Because a waffle could... go ahead.
No, sorry. It's just, you know that you're not actually about flavor when you do that. You're just about doing stuff to do it.
You're about eating.
Yeah, yeah.
You're about eating, and it just sounds... You're not doing...
I'm waiting for you. You won't. You're too nice to say it, but you want to say it so bad.
I do. And I'm not going to do it.
It sounds poor. It sounds. You kept
Thank you
trying
so much.
Not to say it.
Thank you so much. And I didn't say it. You didn't say it.
I said it. I said it because I could see that you needed the release. But you were like, the way that you were like, and a Dorito, and a, like, the way you were listing it.
I felt like a soda that had got put in a paint shaker. Now listen, I know there's a lot of people that might have an issue with me saying that things are poor. Mm-hmm. I'm also somebody who has mixed, in college, because I had a lot of white friends. I've had Jaeger mixed with Mountain Dew, okay?
Yeah.
I've slept in many a mobile home. Wasn't mine. Mm-hmm. But I was friends with them.
We all have a past.
I really wonder why. Because why'd you pick chili cheese fries over the nacho? Do you not like,
I think that if you get it right, there's a higher pinnacle for a chili cheese nacho than even a nacho. All right. If we're talking a perfectly fried waffle fry, okay, and then chili and cheese, and we're talking about cheese that is that
what
is
kind
loved.
Of cheese?
What kind of cheese?
What kind of cheese? Because
I think
for me,
there's a few. If you go about melting it right, and to me, the best chili cheese is going to actually be in the same form as those stadium fries and those stadium nachos, but not the same type of cheese. So when I talk about melted cheese, I don't just mean throwing a couple Kraft singles on, throwing it in the microwave. To me, that is blasphemy. What I'm talking about is in a pot, melting down, making your own cheese sauce at home, right? Mm. Melting it down and then pouring it over.
Okay.
Okay? Because to me, now, even as it cools, because the other issue with some nachos, like you mentioned before, with the cement and some chili cheese fries, is the quickness that you have to eat it.
Yes, because once it gets cold, it's over.
When it gets cold, it's done. And so, because there's a third element in there, I recognize that a chili cheese fry is going to need more of your time and attention than a nacho, because chili cheese fry, you got to worry about the chili being cold. Mm. You got to worry about the cheese being cold. Mm. You got to worry about the fry being cold.
The fry being cold? Bro.
Yeah. Yeah. It's ready to fight. If I get served chili cheese fries, I'm not the type of person to like wild out at a restaurant or anything.
Never.
But if it comes and it is cold, I do get a little upset because I'm like, all right, clearly
the chili and the cheese are too hot for me to send this back like it's cold. So I'm going to go ahead and fight through. But you know what you did to me. Also, I've had chili cheese fries. My mom made it for me one time, and she didn't do it often, which I'm thankful for because it actually can't be that healthy. But my mom made me chili cheese fries from scratch, and that labor of love, I will never forget, okay? Because she made the chili.
I've done it.
She made the chili. And making the chili, making, that's what I was saying before. Okay, we lose you on some toppings. When it comes to nachos, nachos edge out on the toppings. Yeah. I'm objective enough to respect that. But the seasoning, okay? The way that you can season chili to then put over the fries is tough to beat.
I've had very dry nachos before, and it has made me just so... It makes you livid, honestly. It makes you go, I'm a good person. What the fuck happened over here?
And I think that the other reason that chili cheese fries for me edge out the nacho is because when you are eating them, right? And they've got it right. Whether it's a loved one that's made it for you or whether you're just at the right stadium. They got it right, okay? I think that there's a bit more heft to the meal when it is a chili cheese fry than when it's a nacho. Because
I'm gonna stop you right there.
Yeah?
I'm gonna stop you right there.
Okay.
As someone who is a nacho connoisseur.
Okay. Yeah.
Nachos can be heavy because I used to work across. There was a taco place across my across the street from a restaurant in LA that I would go to the point where them girls had my phone number, and if they didn't see me for a while, honestly, one girl I just had to stop. Once she found out I did Conan, she was blowing me up all the time. I was like, "Bitch, we ain't friends like this. You're being weird." And so they would do nachos where it was like it was chorizo, fucking plantains, rice, all this other shit. And you know how much they like you because every time I would go to box kept getting heavier.
Yeah.
So it was like this one thing of nachos was like three meals at least.
Okay.
And then one day they made me like, I came in there and they're like, oh, we're doing breakfast nachos. And I was like, that sounds. Fuck it, run it. Let's see. Because I had to know.
Yeah.
I had to know. Yeah. And it was as good as it was supposed to be. But I do have a hard time. I have a hard time finding nachos up here. I can say the chips and nachos are just as important as the potatoes and chili cheese fries. Because one, I've been eating nachos before, and not only were chips salty, but the chips are very wide.
Yes, yes.
And so it was catching the corners of my mouth.
And cutting you with the salt.
And cut me with the salt.
Yeah.
Also, you ever gone to like Chili's and how thin their tortilla chips are?
Snapping. Yeah.
Snap and just salsa.
I told you about that, right?
What?
Years ago, I had did I tell you about this? I did in stand up about the I was on that date. This is like, I don't even think I lived in New York yet. I was in Chicago.
Yeah.
Or something.
Tell people,
like,
Josh.
And I had ordered guacamole. And their idea of guacamole was just stabbing an avocado twice because it was the thickest guacamole and the thinnest chips I've ever, the paper chips.
Girl.
And so I'm trying to talk to her about her life and interests and stuff, and I'm just snapping chips left and right, just chips snapping. And so finally, I put two hands on one chip to get more leverage because after the fifth one, it's noticeable.
Right.
Because I'm just snapping them and then trying to move on like, oh, okay, that's interesting. And then just snapping more of them, right? Last one, I put two in.
Yeah.
And I don't even dig that deep. I'm not trying to shovel the chip. I'm just trying to get something and bring something back for me, right? And on the last chip, two hands, I stick it in and I just like a
pop
fulcrum,
it.
Just pop it back up. And instead of even staying on the chip, the guac flies all over her. Like, just flicks all over her and gets on her. And I was like, I'm fun. Like, this shouldn't be happening to me. This isn't fair.
I'm a good person.
Yeah.
Are you ready to take charge of your health journey? Look no further than Trinity School of Natural Health. With their flexible online programs, you can receive the comprehensive education you need to care for your loved ones or step into the thriving field of natural health. Why choose Trinity? Because their programs offer more than just coursework. You'll interact with experienced instructors, connect with like-minded peers, and even participate in optional live events to hone your skills. If you've ever thought about becoming a certified natural health professional, the CNHP program at Trinity School of Natural Health is the perfect certification course. You'll equip yourself with the knowledge and skills to make a real difference in the lives of others. Turn your passion for natural health into a rewarding career. Visit trinityschool.org today to learn more about the Certified Natural Health Professional Certification Program. Go to trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org. Trinity School of Natural Health. Transform your life. Transform the world.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Sidebar. Well, how do you feel about the Totino's scoops?
I don't feel like it's natural, but I do feel like it's helpful depending on what the dip is.
Yes.
Yeah.
But we all know that you can't use them as nachos.
No, you can't. You can. It feels like nacho cupcakes when you do that.
Who told me they tried to use them as? I think my ex was telling me a story. Those were the only chips that he had, and he wanted nachos.
You really have to go ahead, and if you're going to do that...
You have to do each individual one.
You have to do each individual, and you have to pour a little bit of queso. You have to put a little bit of meat, a couple of onions, one little piece of jalapeno. I think that that's a great, like, snack for weddings or for, like when people are walking around, be like, hold your own nacho. You know what I mean? That, to me, makes sense. But to just... put a bag of them on a plate and then just start pouring cheese and you're asking for chaos.
That's what he did. But we're not together now. Hey.
Yeah.
Hey.
You might as well be biting the side of a paper cup. It does not make sense.
But like sideways. Like not even at the top, but like that. That's what you meant, right? Like corn.
Yeah.
That was my visual.
And so my thing is, when you know what to expect and you're getting the same thing when it comes to the levels of consistency when you're biting with chili cheese fries, because what happens to nachos sometimes is that the nachos that are in the very middle at the very bottom sometimes get left completely dry. The ones above those get too wet, so they're soggy, and the ones at the edges are perfect.
See, and that's why people have to learn. If you're going to do a big thing of nachos, right? Because I hate going to places where just like, you do a big thing of nachos, but since all the toppings are on top, it looks like a lot.
Yeah.
I went somewhere, I think it was like Taco Mac in Atlanta, the way they used to do it, is they would do a layer of chips, layer of meat and cheese. Layer of chips, layer of meat and cheese. Layer of chips. Meat and cheese, lettuce, sour cream, salt, and all of the rest of the toppings.
Would go on
the very top.
Exactly.
Exactly. And that is a professional. That's somebody that cares about people.
I think now it's time to kick it over to the listener. Let us know what you think. Tell us. All right. Are you team chili cheese fries or are you team nacho?
Okay? Nacho!
Chili cheese fries are superior.
Ah! You're a liar from the devil. Listen.
No matter how many calls you do to the nachos, it's not going to help. You know
what I mean? Listen. It's like, I think that the nacho is something that is easily accessible for the children, you know, for the kiddies. That could be a good afternoon. Because it's like, chili cheese fries, you got to get chili, okay?
The first thing you said you love about nachos was the variety. And now you're going to be like, with chili cheese, right? You got to get chili.
But the thing is, like, you don't always have chili, right?
I'm with you, yes.
But nachos could just be cheese and chips or cheese and chips and salsa.
If you hate your life, yes. But if you really...
Or if you're seven. If you're seven, unfortunately, some people who are 37 also enjoy those as nachos. And I never want those people to see my boobs.
Before I get more upset,
we're gonna kick it to the listeners because, you know, me and Josh, we bring it to you every episode. And I think, one, we were very cordial in this one. Two, we know we were really supporting each other's points.
Mm-hmm.
Even though you came in hot at the beginning and very aggressive, you look just strong. And then you're like, yeah, chili cheese fries. Yeah, we're going to live forever. Yeah. Listen, man, I'm in my Skims dress. I'm fucking unstoppable. I've given Kim Kardashian so much of my money. I put one of them kids, at least one of them kids is getting booked for me. I promise you. Somebody got a uniform on my black ass. I'm telling you right now. Mm-hmm. Chicago's pink carpet birthday. I'm sure a couple of square feet are on your girl.
If you are looking to catch up with me, you can find me at my other podcast, The Josh Johnson Show. Episodes come out every Thursday wherever you get your podcast. And if you are looking to catch up with Dulce, you can find her
in these streets. I'm kidding. I'm also on the internet. I'm also on this podcast that you're currently listening to. And... I have a website and there's stuff on there. Uh-huh. And then I got shows coming up if you want to hear about it.
Okay. Y'all. Y'all have a great rest of the week into the weekend.
Nacho!
Explore more shows from the Daily Show podcast universe by searching The Daily Show, wherever you get your podcasts. Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central, and stream full episodes anytime on Paramount Plus.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
Are you ready to take charge of your health journey? Look no further than Trinity School of Natural Health. With their flexible online programs, you can receive the comprehensive education you need to care for your loved ones or step into the thriving field of natural health. Why choose Trinity? Because their programs offer more than just coursework. You'll interact with experienced instructors, connect with like-minded peers, and even participate in optional live events to hone your skills. If you've ever thought about becoming a certified natural health professional, the CNHP program at Trinity School of Natural Health is the perfect certification course. You'll equip yourself with the knowledge and skills to make a real difference in the lives of others. Turn your passion for natural health into a rewarding career. Visit trinityschool.org today to learn more about the Certified Natural Health Professional Certification Program. Go to trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org. Trinity School of Natural Health. Transform your life. Transform the world.
What's up, y'all? Janice Torres here.
And I'm Austin Hankwitz.
We're the hosts of Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories, a podcast presented by iHeartRadio's Ruby Studios and Intuit QuickBooks. Join us as we speak with small business owners about the tools they use to turn their ideas into success.
From finding that initial spark of entrepreneurship to organizing payments and invoices, we've got you covered. So follow and listen to Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.